I didn't.
Sean, if defenses try playing you the way Kansas City did with all that attention, mm-hmm. how do you counteract that? How do you get it so you still have the big advantage?
I don't think it's anything, you know, different. Just going out there and just really staying to the scheme and doing what I need to do. I feel that, you know, the coaches do a good job of, you know, continuing just to put me in the right positions to go out there and still be successful. So, you know, I just got to stay on course, stay on task to going out there, you know, just trying to do anything I can to, you know, make big plays and continue to, you know, play at a high level.
The Broncos have scored a ton of points this year, obviously. So, it's one of those games that you look at and you think your offense needs to match. That, I mean, do you expect it to be like a high-scoring game? Do you guys need to score
a
lot of points?
Yeah, I mean, we know what's at stake this weekend. You know, going in their home field after they had a, you know, heck of a game last night in the previous two games. So, you know, as an offense, we just feel we have to go out there and, you know, basically go battle for battle with them, be able to score as many points as they can, you know, hopefully more. But, you know, we're confident that we can go out there. You know, we had a pass. Past two games was just a little rough for us, you know, kind of shooting ourselves in the foot with turnovers and penalties and things like that. So, you know, always had the mind state that as long as we don't hurt ourselves and, you know, play at a high level, it's really, you know, upon us. I don't think it's anything anybody else is really doing to stop us. It's just, you know, we're stopping ourselves. So as long as we're able to go out there and continue to, you know, not do the bonehead plays and, you know, penalties and turnovers, you know, I think we should be all right.
Sean, what's Chip's demeanor been like after the two losses and even this week as you look ahead to Denver?
Well, I mean, his demeanor is still the same. You know, he's here, you know, doing the thing he needs to do to encourage his team. You know, we had three games in 11 days, so, you know, I guess, you know, that being a tough schedule to start the season. But, you know, we're glad we're able to, you know, have an animosity between, you know, the first couple of games and things like that and adversity. So we're just, you know, on course, and we understand. You know, we need to put it together some way, somehow, and not really, you know, start the season off 1-3. You know, we're already 1-2, so we just got to try to even it up. And, well, you know, this week is a good opportunity for us. I think everybody's taking the challenge. And knowing that we were playing against a team where, you know, probably could be arguably one of the best quarterbacks that ever played the game with Peyton Manning and things like that and the things they're doing on offense. So, you know, I think everybody's, you know, up to par and understands what we have to do to go out there and win the game.
It's definitely more difficult places to play, not because of altitude, but just how loud that place can be.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a hostile place. You know, they have a great stadium, great fans that go out there and give them energy, and they feed off of that. But, you know, I love playing on the road, you know, always going into a team. I mean, the opposite team's, you know, backyard, and, you know, just the things that the atmosphere is just, you know, one of the things you look for. So be ready for it. You know, it's Tuesday early in the week, so we have, you know, a full week of getting ready. They just played last night, so hopefully we can have an edge on them by it being a short week for them and, you know, us being able to, you know, have some fresh legs and go out there and run around.
How difficult was it playing three games fast?
Yeah.
11 days. Did you start to feel that?
I mean, you know, it was definitely tough, you know, with the new schedule and how everybody's trying to get used to, you know, how Chip is, you know, practicing us and things like that. So I'm having a Monday night game, come back having a Sunday night, and then obviously come back and having a Thursday night. Your body doesn't really, you know, get back. It doesn't heal fast enough. So at the end of the day, I mean, that's the schedule we have. So that was presented to us, and we just got to go out there and, you know, do what we need to do to, you know, prepare ourselves and get ready. So
with 10 days. Yeah,
definitely. I think, you know, everybody was able to get away, you know, have the weekend off, kind of, you know, rejuvenate a little bit and, you know, just clear the mind, clear the thought. You know, we worked so hard through camp, and, you know, now that we're had a couple of days off and, you know, early in the season, I think everybody will be able to be fresh and get back out there and, you know, have some fun and be excited.
You played DRC. Do you expect him to be on you, and how did these past 2 years prepare you for that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it probably will be on me. You know, it's a good friend of mine. You know, we have a pretty good relationship as well, too. So, you know, the past 2 years, we've been going at it a lot. You know, I know him just as well as he probably knows me. So, you know, it'd be a great, you know, opportunity for both of us to go out there and just, you know, compete against each other at a high level. And, you know, in the past, I played against him before he actually came here, too, when he was at Arizona. So, you know, it'll be a challenge, I think, you know, for both of us. He's a good player. I'm a good player, so we'll go out there and, you know, fight, battle, I mean, whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, we're friends. But, you know, once that game starts, I just got to, you know, do what I need to do to win the game. I haven't talked to him this week yet, but I talked to him, you know, a couple weeks back earlier. So I probably will, you know, messing around with him a little bit.
What do you see as his strengths and weaknesses?
You know, overall, he's a good corner. You know, in this league, he's probably one of the, you know, top guys at his position. You know, speed, you know, agility, you know, quickness and things like that. So, you know, I just definitely have to, you know, stay on him. And, you know, I need to pressure him in a way where he feels threatening, you know, to go down the field or, you know, burst off the ball and have him think I'm going off and just stop. So whatever it is. In my mind, you know, I know what I need to do to get it done. So, like I said, I faced him plenty of times, so I'm very familiar with him. But once again, it will be a competitive, you know, battle, both knowing each other, and you know, us being friends as well too. So we'll get after it a little bit.
Deshaun, Chip has kind of talked a lot about number of plays run as opposed to time of possession, but like, mm-hmm. Do you see a game against like the Broncos with their offense, like maybe time of possession for you guys might mean a little bit more?
I mean, hopefully I look forward to, you know, having the ball more than, you know, their offense, time of possession, you know, and if the odds are like that, then, you know, things work out better for us when it's like that. So hopefully we could keep the ball on our offensive hands more than they can have the ball on their offensive hands, and, you know, keep our defense, you know, off the field as much as possible and don't put them in, you know, bad situations. So, you know, with the clarity of that being said, like I said, we're just looking forward to it. Like I say, it's been past couple of rough games. So just getting out there and just getting a win by any means necessary is what we're more focused on right now.
If the other receivers and tight ends get more in the flow in the offense, mm-hmm. What's that going to do for you in terms of bringing that safety off the top?
Well, I mean, a lot of times, you know, guys are focusing on myself, you know, which, you know, doing some big things in this offense for myself obviously caused that. So it's not a matter that, you know, where I get frustrated. I understand, you know, at times where, you know, I might run a certain route and it might be two guys on me, you know, instead of one. And, you know, I just, you know, think that's going to help it out for the other receivers out there and be able to get open and make some big plays to help us, you know, win games so guys aren't just always contributing. I mean, you know, really just zoning in on me and things like that. So hopefully we get some plays in there where, you know, sometimes I will be able to go through and, you know, take a couple of guys with me and, you know, somebody pops wide open. So that's what we look forward to.